Mr. President, honorable ministers, excellencies, distinguished delegates. My delegation congratulates the President and all office bearers of the 65th World Health Assembly on their respective elections. Nepal warmly congratulates Dr. Margaret Chang for being nominated for the second term in office and commends her dynamic leadership to the organization as well as serving it with commitment and dedication, which she so eloquently reiterated yesterday before addressing this Grand Assembly. Mr. President, my delegation welcomes the theme of this Assembly, Universal Healthcare Coverage is an essential component of Sustainable Development Agenda. Ensuring this is, however, most challenging in poor countries, particularly the least developed ones, given the high burden of diseases they bear and their low level of preparedness and lacking of financial resources as well as essential medicines and modern medical technologies. The adverse impact of climate change have compounded their burden further. The states have primary responsibility to ensure the enjoyment of the highest standard of health by all. This means that healthcare services should be universal, reliable, and affordable. But not all countries are in a position to meet this vital national objective without meaningful international support measures. Universal health coverage should therefore remain an important element underpinning the global development agenda. Without common resolve and strengthened partnership, we must be able to ensure that in an era of unprecedented global prosperity and technological advancement, no one dies from preventable disease in any corner of the world. As we approach the Millennium Development Goal deadline, we must ensure that health agenda receives due priority in any global development discourse beyond 2015, recognizing the fact that healthy life constitutes the foundation of overall development. Mr. President, for the last several decades, Nepal has made efforts to devise appropriate policies and strategies for strengthening health services for its people. Our commitments and efforts are reflected in a number of policy measures and implementing tools. Nepal's health policy has a provision of free of cost essential healthcare services and encompasses such defining features as equity and decentralized delivery, multi-stakeholder approach involving participation of communities, the private sector, as well as civil society, and a special focus on marginalized and vulnerable groups. Our health sector program, second, 2010 to 2015, envisions achieving the universal coverage of essential health services by improving the health and nutritional status of the entire population and by reducing all kinds of barriers to quality healthcare services. Importantly, the Constitution of Nepal guarantees the right to health as one of the fundamental rights. Our achievements have been recognized internationally with the Millennium Development Goal Award for reducing maternal mortality, child mortality, and the Reserve Award. Valuable and continued support from our development partners, including WHO, has been critical to make these achievements. Nepal is a signatory of the International Health Partnership, continues to promote effective collaboration and coordination with development partners, sector-wide approach, specially pool funding and joint financial arrangement has facilitated in the mobilization of resources in a coherent manner. Nevertheless, challenges abound, especially the ones posed by infrastructure bottlenecks, remoteness, and constraint of resources, both material and human. We continue to bear high burden of both communicable and non-communicable diseases. Mr. President, our global efforts to achieve the universal access should take into account the special difficulties and vulnerable situation of the least developed countries. Addressing their concerns would require strong national efforts and development-friendly support measures at all levels and in all interrelated areas, including IPR and trade. WHO naturally has its primary responsibility in supporting the LDCs. LDCs' access to affordable, reliable and quality medicines and building the sustainable capacity to produce such medicines will undoubtedly help save millions of lives from preventable diseases, the cause for which we are assembled here today. We strongly believe that transport technology is a key to achieving this objective. In this context, we call for full and timely implementation of all LDC-related international commitments, including those contained in the Millennium Declaration and the Istanbul Program of Action. My delegation supports the ongoing discussion on WHO reform agenda. We underline that reform should aim at strengthening WHO and its capacity to address the complex health-related development challenges of our time. We underline the importance of stability, predictability, flexibility, and additionality of resources to enable WHO to fulfill its important mandates. It is our conviction that inclusive and equitable representation in leadership positions in the organization would further enhance its global standing. In conclusion, Mr. President, we stress that only through our collective, concerted, and cooperative efforts and renewed and strengthened partnership for development will we be able to realize the goal of universal health coverage. I thank you all.